2 months into the job, Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison has begun to chip away at some of his promised initiatives. Rollison succeeds fellow Republican John Tysik, who did not run again because of term limits. Rollison, formerly Dutchess County Legislature Chairman and a cop for 29 years, speaks about his challenges and plans. He starts with an update on two top positions.
The two positions that are the most critical to the city are the city administrator and the finance commissioner, and we are really just in getting ready to hit the streets, with our recruitment firm, who's been in the city conducting interviews and talking to people, and so we're now going to start that process to go out nationally and recruit for those positions. Now, other positions within City Hall really haven't been any wholesale changes. I was not going to come in here and say, oh, we got to, clean house. And I think everybody deserves the chance, kind of the clean slate mentality. I said this as much as that, okay, new day, new year, new mayor, new thoughts, new administration. Let's all work together. And that's what we've been doing.
So you come in, you have an idea of what you want to do short, mid, and long term. What are you doing with respect to this, and what are you finding challenging?
Well, I knew that the city was struggling with cash flow. I knew that the city was having challenges in delivering some of its services as effectively as they may wanted to. But I didn't realize to the extent that it has those challenges. We've been working with a fiscal advisory group that I put together from county budget staff, city budget staff, our financial advisors, others, members of the city council, in getting an understanding of exactly where we're at. And we're I said it in the campaign and I'll say it again. We're in a crisis here in the city because we have an $11 million fund balance deficit we have to address. Moody's Investment Services told us they want a plan, that the time to act is come and gone, so to speak. And at the same time, making sure that we have enough money to cover our payroll expenses. At the same time, also saying that we're open for business and making sure that people who come into the city to do business, whether they're private investors and developers, have access to City Hall and its departments to move projects forward. We understand that we have an obligation to communicate this to the public, so that's something that I'm going to be doing in pretty much after the State of the City address, which will be coming up in a couple weeks, to talk about the fiscal situation and letting the public know, what our condition is, what choices we have to make to fund essential city services, and also letting the public understand what it costs and, well, what do you think? What do you think are the priorities of this government? As I said, always, the upside of the city is huge, and we've got people that are coming in now to do events that didn't do events here before, and we've got a St. Patrick's event on March 12th at the waterfront. Patty on the Hudson hasn't been here before, actually moved up from Beacon. We've got a lot of great things that are going on.
As you well know, if you have crime or sense that a city is unsafe, people won't come. How are you making the city safer?
Well, it's a multifaceted program to do that. We have increased our visibility with our police patrols. We've been very fortunate that this winter has not really materialized like they do most of the time. So we have had officers on foot in the Central Business District on every shift, even out there are the cars on the midnight tour and some of the businesses that are open. We are redeploying and using different policing strategies to increase that visibility. We also know that a city that looks dirty, has a litter problem, is not a visual welcoming, and we are working very hard on cleaning up this city. Our Department of Public Works and Sanitation Department are being aggressive in all corners of the city and making it cleaner. Our street sweeper, which sat idle for way too long, is out. And again, because of the winter months, it's out there almost every day in different parts of the city. People have told me that the city is cleaner. Now, I think it is, but when I hear it from others, I tend to really have to believe it. And I've lived in this city for 24 years. I've been in the greater Poughkeepsie area my whole life. Cities have their challenges, but the city is a safe place. And We have an LED lighting program going on citywide right now. So we have new LED lights that we're concentrating replacing in the Main Street corridor because that's our central business district. So it's brighter. It's cleaner. There is this increased visual presence of officers on foot getting out of the cars. I've had people talking about that since the first of the year. I see more cops on the street. Gypsy's on the way back. Get on the train because it's moving.
Okay, let's talk about your heroics. So you're at the Brasserie having dinner with your wife and...
And at one point, I had my back to the window. My wife said, Rob, that guy just did graffiti. I turned around and he was now doing graffiti, tagging in a doorway. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, go get him. Like, okay, which I was going to do. And I figured, okay, I'm going to walk out the door. And there are two people. They're just walking up Garden Street. It wasn't like they even thought anybody saw them do what they were doing. So I was in the process of calling the PD and figured, you know, I'll just keep an eye on these two characters and the PD can swoop in and take care of business. And one of the restaurant employees had said to my wife, Lori, where did the mayor go? And she said, he just went out. Those guys are doing graffiti. So the restaurant employee came out as like backup. And at that point, they realized that we were there because we saw what they did, and they took off. So now the plan changed from just kind of keeping an eye on them to trying to see where they were running to. And we ran across the arterial and over onto Mansion Street, and that's where we lost them. But we've got the guy's tag, and it's F-I-N-G-A-Z, Fingaz. And we have put that all over social media and on our website and asking for tips. And we're hoping that we're going to be able to have a conversation with that individual shortly. My son is a police officer. He's a deputy sheriff. And he happened to be working that night. And he was on the desk at sheriff's headquarters on North Hamilton Street. And I got back to the Brasserie after being dropped off by one of the officers. And the phone rang. And Christopher says, Dad, what are you doing? Because the 911 screen lit up at the sheriff's office saying, Mayor in foot pursuit. So I do not encourage people to do what I did that night to start chasing people. But I do encourage to, when you see something, to say something, to call the police department.